hope your day is full of hearts. Gotta have hearts, baby. Hope your day is full of conversation hearts and Valentine's and chocolates and flowers. It's motherfucking Valentine's Day intro. Kisses and sex, baby. I hope you're full, your day is full of 69ing noise. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank. Today's guest is the one, the only comedian, Ian Fidance. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Ian Fidance, just a few things I want to tell you about. One, I am coming to Chicago this weekend. That's right. I will be in Chicago Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th. Four shows, two nights. Link for the tickets on my Instagram at Princess Shank, or you can go to the Comedy Bar website. Super excited to be coming out to Chicago. Also, the main room at the Comedy Store, we're doing This Bitch and Friends on March 14th. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kimmy, Josh Potter, Ryan Sickler, Ali Makovsky, Greg Fitzsimmons, and Ian Edwards. Buy the tickets now. We've sold out the last two times. We'll probably sell out again. Then on April 18th, we're doing another This Bitch and Friends at the main room of the Comedy Store. So far, it's me, Kim, Beth Stelling, and Whitney Cummings, and we're going to line it up with a few more killers, so you're going to want to get those tickets sooner rather than later. Before we get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Ian Fidance, there's just something I want to tell you about, and that's Oh Yeah Socks. Yeah. Are you walking around sockless? Why? Ask yourself why. Ew. Have you ever worn shoes without socks? Your feet, they fucking smell. Level up, dude. Buy a pair of socks. And not just any socks. Buy Oh Yeah Socks. It's a great way to support the podcast. They got socks. They got slippers. Whether you're into flamingos or hamburgers, there's a pair of socks or slippers for you. You could shop ohyah.com. That's 3 O's H-Y-E-A-H.com. Discount code Sarah, S-A-R-A-10. For 10% off unique sock designs. All right, guys, let's get into this episode of Shank with the one, the only comedian, Ian Fidance. Here it is, guys. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank. It's the Valentine's Day episode, and today's guest is the one, the only comedian, Ian Fidance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! You have to wear a pair of glasses.
Let's go.
Hearts.
I'm excited.
It's a Valentine's Day ep.
Happy Valentine's Day. Do you have a Valentine?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I have a boyfriend.
No way.
Yeah.
You have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know.
Thank you for having me. I thought I was laying some groundwork.
It leaves. I have a Valentine.
Well, and I have no reason to give some effort today, so.
Wait, do you have a Valentine?
No.
When was the last time you had a Valentine?
Oh my goodness. A Valentine? I mean, my ex and I got back together last year, but I don't even think we spent Valentine's Day together. Oh, actually, you know what?
What?
We did, and we weren't together, and it was a better Valentine's Day than when we were together.
You spent it broken up, just like what, running errands?
No, we were broken up, but we were like hanging out, but we like weren't together, and we had like a wonderful night of like laughing and lovemaking. And we were like, It's so funny that our Valentine's Day not together is better than when we were officially together and we got in a fight in a Chinese restaurant over Peking duck.
No, okay. I was going to ask you, was that your worst Valentine's Day?
No.
Let's talk Valentine's Day. Okay. So first, you got in a fight about Peking duck?
No. We got in a fight at a place called Peking duck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, this is a gnarly Valentine's Day. So you know how, like, you have those little candies that are the sweetheart candies? And it's like, call me, love you.
Yeah.
Hottie.
Yeah, cutie.
So it was like eighth grade, and me and a bunch of friends went and saw She's All That in the movie theater.
Best movie.
And a girl I liked gave me a handful of those candies, mm-hmm. and they were like, I like you, call me, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, she's giving me signs.
Yeah.
She picked these out for me.
Yeah.
So I developed a crush on her. And then at the next dance, I went up to her and was like, I know about the candies. And I would really like to dance with you. And she was like, I'm sorry. I'm just really hoping Fred is going to ask me to dance. Who's my best friend still to this day.
No.
And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, I just really don't want to be seen dancing with someone in case he wants to ask me. And I was like, that's fine. I guess I'll just become a comedian.
No, how old were you? Eighth grade?
Yeah, so I was like 17.
Was that your...
How old are you in eighth grade? Like 12? 14? 13?
Like 13? 13?
I think I was like 13, yeah.
Was that... That was your worst?
I mean, that springs to mind. You know?
I had one where my ex... You know when the relationship's already headed down the shitter?
Oh, boy.
And then Valentine's Day comes and you're like, oh, fuck. Like,
let's fucking put this charade on.
Yeah, it was that. It was one of those. And I remember he's like, I found a really great restaurant to take us. And he took us to this restaurant and I hated it. It was like this steakhouse that was overlooking the freeway in Pomona.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is fucking disgusting. Like, I just was already over the relationship too.
And he was still trying, but you were over it?
He was still trying. Oh. And his effort was just gross to me too.
Oh,
it was at this point in the relationship.
Like when he would try to kiss you, you'd be like, stop.
Yeah, and we were like fighting.
Oh, that poor fella.
It was like the end of the relationship. And so I remember I went to the bathroom, right?
Uh-huh.
I went to the bathroom. I had this new dress on. And in the bathroom, I stepped in a stranger's vomit.
Ugh.
And I came back from the bathroom and I was so fucking pissed. And he's like, what's wrong with you? A lot of things are wrong. One, we're overlooking the freeway. And two, I just stepped in a stranger's vomit.
Oh, my God.
In the bathroom.
What's so bad with overlooking a freeway?
Pomona Freeway?
I don't know Pomona.
Not hot. It wasn't hot. Nothing that was happening was good.
Mm.
There was an exposed salad bar. It was giving Sizzler.
I love Sizzler. I wish your guy would have taken me out. I'd have appreciated it. Not like this spoiled fucking brat that's Roost, Chris, or Bust. No.
He gave me this card that said, then this is really what did it. He gave me a card. It was the worst card I've ever gotten.
It
had a golden retriever on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, then I saw her face. Now I'm a retriever.
I like this guy. This guy's great. This guy's the best. I give cards like that.
No.
I give Easter cards and I cross out Happy Easter and I write Happy Valentine's Day.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
That was my worst Valentine's
Day. Wow. And so what are you doing? Who's this new guy? Do you talk about him on the pod?
I've talked about him a little bit on the
pod. Is he a comic?
He's not a comic.
Good for you.
I know.
Wow.
That's really nice.
And what does he do?
He's a model.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a model citizen? Or like what are we talking about?
He's a model for his job.
What kind of modeling?
Like print.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I see a picture?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy because when we matched on the app, I was like...
What app?
We matched on Raya.
Whoa.
And then I was like, he's probably never, who knows if I'll actually, we'll go on one date and that'll probably be it. And now he's my boyfriend.
And he saw your face and now he's a retriever.
He's a retriever.
Let me see this fella.
Okay, hang on.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
This is an AI picture of a man. Oh, he has a kid. No wonder.
He's got two.
Oh, okay. That makes sense now. he's desperate. what? This guy?
Yeah.
He's literally on the cover of a magazine called The Perfect Man. This is crazy. I was ready to be like, what's he model? Gloves?
He's going to be ugly. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I know.
How do you not get your pussy cut up sitting on this sharp jaw? Look at this. Oh, my God. What is his name?
His name's Zach.
Of course it is. Wow. Look at him smiling with his kids. Oh, my God.
And he's really nice and really sweet.
Oh, good.
That's my Valentine.
Oh, that's so nice. He's such a handsome fella. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, he's also a really nice person, so that's good.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, that's my Valentine. Are you deep in the bowels of his Instagram?
I just can't stop. I can't stop looking at his body. Look at him. My God. And his kids are hot. Wow. Sarah, this is crazy.
It's literally insane. It's insane. He's very good looking. When we were driving on a road trip, I looked at him and I was like, I feel like I'm being punked.
How long have you been with him?
Since November.
Wow. Since November.
Yeah.
And what type of head injury does he have? Wow. Good for you. Aw. So what are you going to do for Valentine's
Day? We're going to New York.
No way.
Yeah, I'm going to New York.
What are you
going to
do?
He's going to work during the day and I'm going to do some pods.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go out to dinner.
Aw. Where are you going
to
go?
He made the reservation. I don't know where.
Is he going to take you to a place overlooking the West Side
Highway?
Good for you. I'm happy for you. Yeah. What did you get him?
What did I get him? Mm-hmm. I got him...
an unlimited mouth party.
I got him... I got him Creed vinyl.
What?
Creed on
the
vinyl.
The band?
Yeah, to be funny.
Oh, nice.
And then also a Fiji instant camera.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I'm in a relationship.
When was the last time you were in one?
In 2000 and... I'm really thinking about it. 2021.
Whoa, 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Mm, nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's crazy.
Are you finding yourself enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it. Good. I like being in a relationship more than being single.
Mm-hmm. Being single is a nightmare.
Being single, well, because I was spending so much time on the apps.
Mm.
Looking.
The only apps I spend time on are jalapeno poppers. I have a new special
not
coming out.
Not the finger guns. Not the finger guns. When's your new special coming out?
April 4th.
April 4th?
Ian Fidance, Wild, Happy, and Free.
That's such a good title.
Thank you. Yeah. YouTube.com/BeanIanPod. I'm putting it on the podcast, YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I'm sweating in this fucking jacket, this Cookie Monster shit.
Take it off. Let those thangs out. Jesus, Sarah.
I know.
My God.
I pushed up for the Valentine's Day episode, sweetie.
Golly, thank God I have these shades on so the camera can't see where my eyes are darting.
You should put this on.
Sure. Let's go.
Festive.
There it is.
I like that.
Yes.
These are very dark, right?
I know. I like them.
I tried to drive with them. Bad idea.
Bad idea.
You couldn't see when the light was green.
I mean, these are the glasses they give you when you're getting x-rays at the dentist. Are you kidding me? You're putting them on to drive?
I was like, let me see. No.
My God.
Can't see shit. I didn't know that the light was
so
green.
Are you going to be a stepmom?
I don't know. It's a new relationship.
Wow. Man, oh man. Are those kids going to be fucked up? Having a hot mommy? Woo! Woo! Uncomfortable.
What do I say?
No, because I've thought about, like, I don't know, because you made that comment outside. You're like, oh,
you would be such a good dad.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. Maybe I'd be like a stepdad, but it takes a lot to be a good step parent, you know, to step into that role and really like love someone as your own, even though they're not, you know. And mm-hmm. I could possibly see myself doing that.
You have like a good heart, a warm heart.
Yeah, thanks.
From what I can tell.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I really try. And I think I would be a good dad. I just think I'm too selfish. And if I had kids, like, dude, called my buddy yesterday. He's like trying to get his two kids in the bathtub and like all this stuff. And it's just like, I don't have the patience for that. I'm good to be around it for a minute, but man, oh man, it's a lot. You know?
Yeah, but if you have a partner, it's different.
Yeah. Maybe I wish I could just fast forward to being a grandpa.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to be a grandpa.
You already have cool grandpa energy.
Yeah.
When you were, like, for a while, you were bringing your cane around.
Well, I had a fucked up back.
No more cane?
No more cane. I mean, I still have the cane, but I'm not using it right now.
But the cane was kind of pimp.
I know.
I kind of liked it. Cool. I kind of liked it as an accessory.
And I have a cat cane, too. A cane with a cat's head on it. It's a wooden head. It's not a real cat.
It's a wooden cat?
Head.
Head.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Which one? How did you decide which one you were going to take?
Well, I got it down in D.C. I went to Adam Sandler when he won the Mark Twain Award.
Cool.
I went down to that with Nikki, right? Yeah, at the Kennedy Center. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going. I'm going to go to the Dress of the Nine. So I went and I looked up where to buy canes. And I went to this... like tobacco store, and they had a bunch of canes, and it's called a Pippi cane because the guy who made it named it after his cat Pippi.
No,
and there's only two: the one I have and the one he has. No. And it's his cat's Pippi is Pippi cat. Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
I know. Yeah, and what's even crazier is that I've told that story so many times, and people are like, "What's the matter with you?" I'm like, he's my Pippi cane.
Your Pippi cane. Yeah. Are you on any apps right now?
I can tell
this is your favorite subject.
No, I mean, look, I'm on Tinder, but it's like, it's just useless. It's like so dumb.
That's how I felt.
Because honestly, the only reason I'm on Tinder is to maybe get some strange while I'm in a different town. But then by the time I breeze through the town, I leave, and that's when I get all the matches. And then it's like, and even then it's like, it's just worthless.
Are you worried about the strange in the new city?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I guess it's different for men.
Like, in what way?
Like, when I was single, I wouldn't go on the road and be like, well, I'm going to go find some dick in Austin tonight.
Well, I would do a thing where I would, like, have a different girlfriend in each town. Like, a girl would be, like, my girlfriend for the weekend. And, like, she'd stay with me, and we'd go do activities, and we'd have fun, and she'd take me around. And then it was kind of like, when I leave town, like, you know what it is.
And, see you never.
And then, well, no, I mean, I stay in touch with almost everyone I've, like.
So you have hoes in different area codes.
I guess you could say so, yeah. But, I, you know, it's like, I don't know if I want to keep doing that, you know. It's like,
Well, have you ever had one of those, like, you decide to have a weekend with, like, a girl that you met and then it goes awry?
No.
Really?
No.
Because sometimes for me, I, like, everything seems fine and then they do something that weirds me out.
Hmm. Hmm.
No. Hey, are you, like, the type to get the ick?
Yeah, you don't get
me?
The
ick.
Me? Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, you could have a speech-induced lisp and fucking, you know, a claw for a hand. But if you had a nice face and a fat ass, I'd be like, I'll push through. But with you fucking bitches, it's like, I don't like the way he turns on a light switch.
Yeah.
That's the ick.
Yeah.
We're just
like
existing. And you're like, I don't like the way he swings his arms when it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we're
yeah,
just
that's
like,
right.
I'm sorry.
It's true.
You know, why? What was the ick that you got in another town and you were like, never again?
Well, I got the ick one time because I was dating this guy and he had an Amazon wish list. A man with an Amazon wish list. He was making other women buy him shampoos. And then he was posting it being like, hey, thanks to Carly for the new shampoo. And I was like, this feels like something only
that's
a porn
so much
star
of an
woman.
Ick more than it is a red flag, though.
Right,
like,
but
an ick is
but
like...
that is an ick. It was a red flag that gave me the ick.
No, but I thought an ick was an innocuous thing. Like, I don't like the way
I
his toe sticks out
grabber.
In his sandals.
Remember I had told you about this? I had the one
oh,
guy
the
that
Hong Kong?
The Hong Konger.
Yeah.
I was his girlfriend for 2 weeks, and he kept doing this. He would just honk my titties. The second I became his girlfriend, he just honked my titties.
Yes!
24/7!
He was marking his territory.
It was too much! Like, it was, like, right before my period, my tits hurt, and he was like, and I was like, okay, but, like, I'm a person. These aren't just tits for
oh
you.
Oh, my
like,
God.
He was treating them like they were his stress balls.
That's the best.
And I was like, it was too much.
Was he like, hold on, let me tune into my favorite radio station. Adios, míos, eso, crazy, but that's how he goes. Oh, I found it. I was with a gal, and she told me she hated her fake tits, and she wanted to get a new tit job. She's like, my areola are too big. I was like, well, let me see. And she's like, and I don't even have feeling. I was like, can I try? And she was like, okay. So I was literally sucking on her nipples going, is that doing anything?
No.
Does that help? You feel anything there?
No. It's also so funny because you're telling the story and your headband's just like mm-hmm.
and,
moving
and,
around.
And when I was sucking her tits, my wiener was like, a boing, yong, yong. No, but I don't think I want to date anyone unless there's like a connection and I don't feel like putting forth the effort for a connection. Then I have a fear of like being in a relationship and getting bored and like not wanting to be in it anymore. And I'm like gone and I'm running around so much. It just like doesn't make sense right now.
Well, yeah, but if you met the right person, things would be different.
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I would much rather spend my free time with my friends than
and
with someone
cat.
That's like, let's just sit and watch a movie, you know?
Or someone who's like, I don't like the way he walked down the stairs just then.
Yeah.
I have the ick.
Well, the ick I get is like, I don't like the way you sing songs out loud when you're in the apartment. I don't like the way you...
You sing songs out loud in the apartment?
All the time. Made up songs.
But that's kind of cute and endearing.
It gets old.
Well, okay, pretend you're in the apartment right now. And I'm not here. You're just, it's just you and Samson.
No, but you would be here like in the room.
Okay.
And I would be like, I am hanging out, having fun. I'm in LA and I'll see the sun. Gonna put one foot in front of the other. Oops, I forgot. Gotta call my mother. Deep a dop deep, boop a deep beep beep. Deep, deep, deep. Skeeto dee dee. All the time.
Ian is here. We're doing a pod. It's really fun. And out came the sun. What if I just did it back to you? Would that be crazy? It'd be like a psych ward.
Yeah. I literally live like I'm in a psych ward. Yeah. I have conversations with my cat. And then when I'm dating someone, I feel like I can't. So then I can't be myself. And I start to resent them. And I'm like, no. I'd rather talk to my cat.
Like, okay.
If my cat could consent to love with me, I would be fine.
That's how I feel about my dog.
Oh, God. I love him.
And I also, I sing to my dog, too. Mm-hmm. You sing to Samson, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to.
Yeah, I sing to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, good morning. Good morning. How did you sleep?
Is that what you
do? Yeah. Weird shit like that.
Oh, I go, he's just a guy. He's a little guy. But now I stretch him out. He's a big guy.
No.
And that's what I say to my penis when I masturbate, too. He's just a guy. Now I stretch him out. He's puking.
He's puking.
He's puking. Throwing up, I think, clam chowder.
Oh, my God. Do you remember Valentine's Day in elementary school?
Oh, yes. The abject fear of not getting enough Valentines from other girls and then seeing the boys that did and hating them.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Such a reverse.
Well, it's like either that or you get like sometimes they'll be like, oh, I have all the red hearts for the people that I like. And then you get stuck with like a blue one. Mm-hmm.
I agreed, but I don't know the memory that you're referencing.
Not a blue heart.
Yeah, what are these heart systems you speak of?
But I remember someone wrote me a poem one year.
Really?
It was this big fat guy named Junkins.
Junkins?
I wasn't ready for the poem.
His name was Junkins?
Everyone called him Jenkins. Junkins. And he was like this big fat guy. And he wrote me a poem and it was too much.
And what did it say?
I don't remember.
Oh, dude, I was a poem writer.
You were?
Oh, my God.
One time I got one from, what kind of poems did you write?
Pathetic ones.
Like what? What? Like, tell me.
Like, in your eyes, I can see me. I can be me because you complete me.
Happy Valentine's Day. Love you.
Woo! Pathetic. Oh, yeah.
One time, my boyfriend's friend sent me a Valentine, and it said, my boyfriend at the time's name was Gus, and I got a Valentine from his friend.
Where are you from?
L.A.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I got a Valentine from his friend that said, keep this between us. Don't tell Gus. He'll make a fuss. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God. And then he drew an imprint of his penis, like when a kid draws a turkey for Thanksgiving. Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I've written poems and not sent them. Have you ever done that?
I write poetry.
Have you? You do?
Mm-hmm.
How often?
Fair amount.
In a journal?
I share it to no one but myself.
Yeah. I got some sad poems.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you read me one?
I don't have them on me presently, but if
you
I
have
did,
some memorized, right?
I have one that I wrote about this hairdresser that I had when I was 18. I fell in love with my hairdresser.
A guy.
A guy who was 26.
Oh my God.
And he did my hair for prom. And I had like the biggest crush on him and I was obsessed with him and I wanted to like be with him.
Mm-hmm. And what was your poem?
Well, it was something about his eyes. It was all about how I could, something about his eyes and like how I could see myself in them, kind of like what you said. And it was like, your blue eyes are like deep. I don't know. It was really bad.
Dude, I went on a fucking date with this dude and I found out later that he thought he was like a vampire. And
wait, what?
Yeah. I this fucking guy I met and
on where'd you meet him?
Grindr.
Okay.
And we went on a date, and off the jump, I was like, this is fucking... I mean, he showed up, he was wearing, mid-arm-length velvet gloves with rings on top of them. And he was very, yes, hello.
No.
Do you like my outfit? Like, very Interview with a Vampire type gay, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
did you
was
like it?
Fucking... No, I didn't. And he was fucking crazy, and, like, he was like, I like your ring... blue. And I go, turquoise. And he goes, the bluest eyes. The bluest eyes.
No.
Blue. The bluest eyes.
No.
Bluest eyes. Bluest eyes.
No, he didn't.
Blue. The bluest
Ian,
eyes.
Shut up.
I swear to God. And I go, Is this like a poem or blue? And he kept going. And I was like, is that like your favorite song lyric? And he mentioned like who it was. And I was like, are there more lyrics? And he goes, maybe.
No.
I was like, ah. And I was like, so what do you do? And he was like, I'm a Grammy Award winning producer and artist. And I go, oh, cool. And he goes, well, I am going to win a Grammy this year. And I go, oh, are you, for a record you made? He goes, well, the record I'm going to make, I'm going to win a Grammy for it. And I go, yeah. Have you started to write it? And he goes, I haven't, but when I do, I'm going. Like, I was just like, Socratic method of questioning the way to, like, him,
to find like, out how telling me that
it none of it was real. And, dude, I'm telling you, like, halfway through, I go, hey, you're a very nice person. But I just kind of want to be alone right now. So I'm going to leave. And he goes, say what you mean what you say. And I said, those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind.
That's what you said?
Yeah. And he goes, what's that? I go, Dr. Seuss.
No.
And And he goes, well, I'm going to leave too. And I said, sure. And I go, hey, I just want to say good luck with the Grammy. I hope you... I'm pulling for you. And then a week or two later, I go to a show and this comic is there and he goes, yo, did you go on a date with this guy? I go, yeah. And he goes, dude, I saw him later that night. I saw him before the date and I went to college with him. He thinks he's a vampire.
No.
Yeah. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah, he's a total weirdo. He said he was going out with a comedian named Ian. And I was like, yeah, yep. And Jordan was there and she's like, you went out with a man? You're not supposed to be gay anymore. This is just not right. And I was like, okay.
When did you go out with him?
It was a couple months ago. But, yeah.
Do you like going on dates with men or women more?
Women.
Really?
But I have gone on dates with guys, but it's just, I've been doing a thing where I've been going on dates and if I'm not feeling it, I go, you know what? No, thank you.
That's also really brave and nice and cool because I suffer. I endure. I would endure a bad date.
I used to do a thing where like I would go on the date and then I would make out and then I'd sleep with them because I'm like, well, that's what they expect and like want. How they want me to behave, but I wouldn't feel good afterwards. And I feel like really good being like, no, I don't, I'm not mean. I'm not like, you suck.
I just don't feel like a connection.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, I, you're really nice, but I just don't think I see myself, you know, spending, you know, more time in this environment. And I hope you have a great night.
In
but
this
I kind of want
with
I,
you.
My cop out is like, I kind of just want to be alone, you know, I did a thing I wasn't too proud of. I lied about having another set. I was like, hey, I just got asked to go to a spot. I'm sorry. I need to go prepare. Have a good night, you know. But
and how do they respond when you do that?
They're okay.
Has anyone ever done that to you?
No.
If someone did that to you, how would you feel? I feel
maybe
like
I'd be like,
no, go on.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah, huh? That's what I...
Because guess what? I ain't feeling this either. Just fucking be honest. I'm a person, Danielle. Okay? Just tell me. I could take it.
I'm not really feeling it.
Yeah, well, don't flatter yourself because I'm not either. I just wanted to be polite.
Turn over the table.
Yeah. And also, I didn't want to say anything, but maybe you should invest in a pack of gum. Horse teeth. No, you always got to come out on top.
Well, you came out on top.
Yeah. Well, no, I came out nowhere because I wasn't on top of anyone. But yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I don't think I, you know, like, and also I've kind of been coming to this realization, like I've done everything. Like I mean, not like crazy stuff, but like sex-wise, like, you know, I've been daddy, I've been dom, I've been sub, I've been this, I've been that, I've done this, boom, bam, boom. And it's like, none of it's really making me happy.
Well, maybe it's not about sex.
I think that's
it's what about the connection.
I'm getting at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I
but doesn't it,
treat
but
pussy like Pokemon. I gotta collect it all. Oh, look at this Charizard. Oh, I'm having sex with a man. I'm gonna Pokemon.
But it's also fun to have those experiences. right?
Sure. I mean, it's how you learn, you know? But I always try to be cordial and very, like, you know, like, even people I've hooked up with in whatever, wherever, I always check in on them and everything, you know, like, just to be
friendly.
Cordial. Yeah. That's I mean, nice. Just because you, like, share yourself with someone doesn't mean you can never, like, talk to them again.
No, I agree with that. Know? I agree with that. But there's also some people that you share yourself with and then you should just never talk to them again.
Yeah, I think that happens to women more than men.
And
it
also happens, I feel like it happens more when you're younger, before mm-hmm. you just like know what you like and, mm-hmm. and you're not, like when you're insecure, it's easier to sleep with more people, I feel like.
Oh, I think your phone is buzzing. Is that your model boyfriend?
No. It's my hairdresser.
Shut up.
I swear. Not the one I dated.
Oh my
What's
God.
My hairdresser does my hair now. She's checking to see if I got the pink spray. She left out pink spray for me because I'm thinking about spraying my hair pink.
Whoa, because with the glasses, it looks pink. And then I realized these are tinted glasses.
These glasses are wild.
They really are. They really fuck your eyes up.
Yeah, when you take them off.
I know. It's jarring. Really,
yeah.
I don't know. Also, Whatever. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, do you see yourself ultimately ending up with a dude or a woman?
A woman.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I've tried to go on dates with guys, and it's just, you know, so there's no, like, forming a connection there. Like, and I realize that because I've always had crushes on, like, girlfriends, but I've never, like, been hanging out, been like, dude, Justin, why don't we do this?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like it's never been that, you know?
Yeah. Because, well, because you're very, like, in terms of, I would say for like a male comedian, you're very, like, you wear your emotions on your sleeve, I mm-hmm. feel like. And it's very easy to get along with you right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense because I feel like women a lot of times are more emotional in that way and easier to connect to.
Yeah, for sure.
In some ways.
And also, I grew up like, I mean, I was raised by my mom and grandma and my grandpa, but, you know, like, all my cousins were girls. All my friends growing up were, like, girls and everything. All my friends in the neighborhood and everything. I gravitate towards, I think I feel more comfortable with women in a way, maybe. And
I feel like women always feel comfortable with you, too. Because every woman is always like, I love Ian. He's the best. And I'm like, yeah, he is the best.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you have a good reputation.
Ah, that means a lot. Thank you.
Of course. Are you drinking your weird-ass drink?
No. I haven't drank it in a while. This is a Starbucks I got this morning that...
Is it warm? Oh, no.
Well, I put ice in it, but the ice did melt. But I asked the guy... For a regular, a black coffee with a shot of espresso, and he gave it to me, and I guess he used a cup that they use, like, flavoring in, and it tastes like candy.
Let me try.
So I left, came back, said, I spilled it. Can I get another?
No.
And then the next one tasted like candy. Yeah.
Does it taste like candy?
Yeah.
I'll be the judge of this, Ian.
Go for it.
It's not right.
Right?
But it's kind of good.
As like a gay child, it ain't right.
It ain't right.
Is this like a gay hitting child. You in the feels? Queer? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Well, that was nice of you to say. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I meant it. If you were going to go buy a pack of Valentine's Day cards, what character would you go for?
Cat.
Uh-huh. You know, you're such a proud cat dad.
Oh, I love him.
Do you have any cat tattoos?
Yes. No. I have my cat's name tattooed here. This is a rat.
Yeah, rat not guy. A cat.
I should get a cat.
Yeah, you need a cat.
I have a Tasmanian devil. Do I have a cat? No. That's so funny. Yeah, I don't have a cat.
You need a cat.
I need to get a cat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe you should get it while you're in town. On this arm.
I was going to get like a jaguar. You know.
Well, jaguar is cool.
Maybe a cat.
Also a cat. But also like a cool. Like
I think
the
this
face
is
of,
my
like,
favorite
you know
one.
What this, you could
this
get?
This little rat guy.
Yeah, that rat's cool. You could get like a black cat that kind of looks like Halloween in that style. That'd be
ooh,
sick.
Oh, yeah.
Like a vintage kind of Halloween looking.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And like an orange that like pops.
Yes.
Yeah, and like a bat that's like dark black.
Yes.
That's so, doesn't it bring you back to, oh my God, did you grow up, did you ever use the McDonald's pumpkin candy collector? It was a plastic pale. There was a pumpkin. God, that just reminds me so much of like my preschool Halloween parade.
I had a plastic pumpkin trick-or-treat thing. I don't know if it was from McDonald's, though.
Yes, but it was.
That just reminded you of it?
Yeah.
The cat?
Yeah. Because it had that aesthetic with like the black cat on a wire.
Yeah.
There it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. See the witch in the middle. Oh, God, that makes me feel so good. Like my dad's still alive. That's so.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But like nostalgia.
Kids don't have that these days.
No. What do they have? Like a sustainable bag? An eco-friendly bamboo bag?
Ugh.
To reduce their carbon footprint?
You know what pisses me off? Kids nowadays can get Halloween costumes that look like they're just right out of the movies.
I know.
We had to make ours.
What were some of your favorite Halloween costumes that you wear in elementary school?
I dressed up as a Phillies player for a couple years in a row. That was great.
You liked that one.
Uh-huh.
You repeated it.
And I dressed up like Dick Tracy. And my mom, you know Dick Tracy?
Yes.
You know that guy?
Yes.
So he had a yellow trench coat on with like a black pants. So my mom, I did karate. And my mom took my karate gi, which was all white, and she painted it yellow. And then painted my white pants black. And gave
that's
me a
such
little
a good
hat.
Costume.
Yeah. And I got to carry around a gun. Yeah.
That's a cool costume.
Yeah.
One time I was Miss America.
Really?
In third grade.
Did you wear like a American flag like outfit?
I wore like a leotard and tights, and then I had this thing across me that said Miss America. And then I would walk around with flowers like this and a crown.
Oh, that's cute.
Then one year I was a baby. But I was like too old to be a baby. It was like fifth grade and I wore a diaper and people had interesting.
Wait, a diaper on top of your clothes or like underneath?
On top.
Okay. Ooh.
No, I don't know. I might have just worn a diaper.
Without anything?
I may have just worn a diaper.
Yeah, I don't think it was like that you were dressed like a baby. I think it's you were a fifth grader just shitting in public. I'm baby.
And then I was Marilyn Monroe in eighth grade.
Oh.
And I was singing Happy Birthday.
That's a little sultry for an eighth grader.
That's what another parent told my parent.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And my mom was like, but then that bitch's kid was dressed up as Sandy from Grease at the end when she's all sexy too. So my mom was like, well, your kid's also dressed up.
Your daughter's
sexy.
A whore too.
Yeah. Don't call my daughter a whore when your daughter's already one.
Oh, one year I wore a jumpsuit and I was Random Object Man because I waited too long and I just duct taped random objects to my body.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Do you remember like, did you know anyone who was Grapes? I had like this friend in like fifth grade who showed up as Grapes and she had balloons attached to her and it was the best costume ever.
Oh, that's fun.
It was the coolest costume.
Yeah.
It was creative. I don't like the bloody shit.
I was a bloody guy.
You were?
Yeah.
I don't like it when people have like a knife
like
coming out of their
vampire.
Neck.
Vampire. Oh, I had a fake heart, like an arm.
No,
hanging off
no
me.
You
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah. Like blood and guts guy. Yeah.
Blood and guts guy.
Yeah. And then I was Richard Simmons for like 2 years. Dude.
That would be perfect.
Freshman year of college, sophomore year of college, me and my roommate dressed as Venus and Serena Williams. And I will say, we did not do blackface. We were respectful.
Okay.
We didn't even bring it up.
So
but
you guys were just white?
To be respectful, we did chop our penises off. So we did that. No, we kept having to tell people, we're Venus and Serena Williams. We would go, who are we? And like, we're Venus and Serena Williams. That was like the joke that we were like so not them, you know?
That is funny.
But it's funny. Yeah, we didn't even say like, we should color ourselves.
We just went white Venus.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, wow, I think I'm like
ahead of your time.
Yeah, or like, well, that's why it's so funny when people do like blackface and stuff. It's like, and I'm sure if we had mentioned like, we should do this, people would have been like, no.
Yeah.
You got to really go through unchecked in life to be like, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
You know? Well, Justin Trudeau. Sorry.
Call him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, but there was a time when people did it, blackface. And it wasn't even that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. And then that shit just all got taken down, obviously. But, like, it's crazy that it's still like within, like in the last 15 years, people were still doing blackface.
Oh, I thought you meant like minstrel show. Oh, you're talking about like people thinking it's okay at like their football party to be like OJ Simpson. Oh, yeah.
Like not that long ago.
People are like stupid.
People are so stupid.
People are so dumb.
So dumb.
And people like, I don't know. I mean, like it, look, it is a funny thing for like 5 seconds to be like,
yeah.
Yo, what the fuck? Yeah. But then it's like, Take it off. But to hang out in it all night long, it's like dude, you gotta fucking chill.
Dude, there's like famous people who did it and then
really?
It got taken down. Yeah.
Oh.
Like sketches and stuff, all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not so long ago. Famous people who did blackface.
Oh, this is in like TV shows.
Yeah. Fred Armisen impersonating Barack Obama in 2008.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, see, no. There's a difference between like TV shows as a mechanism for humor as opposed to some like some idiot that works at a fucking beer distributor and is like, hey, I'm going to be Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but no, that guy's a moron.
But it also is still crazy that it was okay to do it not that long ago. Like in 2008, Fred Armisen could do it. Mm-hmm. Could he do it now? To do an impression of Barack Obama?
I think not.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's blackface. We're talking blackface, sweetie.
We're talking the dude, you know what's funny?
Huh.
Right before the pandemic, I did a talking head thing for the Paramount Network, mm-hmm. and it was me and my buddy Reggie Conquest. Do you know him? He's a great comic, really funny.
Okay.
Black guy from Philly. We started in Philly together.
Mm-hmm.
And they had us... I forget the conceit of the show, but we had to talk about like the movie Die Hard and then the movie like Trading Places or something, right? And so he and I are like going back and forth and we're like making each other laugh and just saying like evil shit to each other. And we're like, we're talking about blackface and Trading Places. And he and I are like, it's funny. It's blah, blah. And they did not include it or anything. And they didn't even put our episode of that out.
No.
Because he and I were like just giggling about, you know, like they couldn't even have him as a black guy being like.
Really?
I don't know. I laughed. I thought it was funny, you know.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, the episode was great. You guys have such good chemistry. We just can't really put it out.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, also the network failed. Sense. The show failed, you know, went nowhere. Yeah. Maybe they should have gone with funny rather than safe. But what can you do?
There's lots of things that go with safe instead of funny. And that's why things suck.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
This jacket is giving, it's very Cookie Monster.
You're very on and off with the jacket.
Because it's really hot. Uh-huh. And then I take it off and then I'm like,
cold?
My tits are out. Yeah.
I know.
So it's I'm trying to figure out how to operate with it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you are really unleashing some bazungas out there.
It's a Valentine's Day episode, Ian.
I mean, you knew leaving the house that those fucking mammer jammers were fucking hanging out. I've known you for, I've never seen them on display like this before. This is like
I'm normally a lady. It's a Valentine's Day
new
episode.
World. Yeah, it's not Halloween. It's not an excuse to be a whore, right?
Guess what? I am a whore.
I mean, well, lucky model man. Out here in fucking Incel Island over there, you're giving this guy a lot of bad ideas.
Incel Island. Incel Island, sweetie. I'm switching.
Incel Island, the new show coming to Netflix.
Yeah. Incel Island.
Dude, they made MILF Island. They should make Incel Island.
I'd watch it.
Oh, dude, that's a great idea for a show. You take a bunch of incels, put them on an island, and they have to do activities where they have to, like, learn how to respect women.
That's such a good show.
And then, like, a girl comes on and they choose which incel they'd want to, like, go to the next round or something.
I love that.
And then when they get rejected, it'll only confirm their fact that women are worse.
And
they're evil. Yeah.
You gotta make it. That's it's a good idea, dude.
Yeah.
I'm switching. I tried the pink, but they fell.
You're really all over the place.
I am.
And it's funny because when you were talking about blackface, these were shaking as if you were like, they were like, you're
running
tell
away.
That you were nervous. You
I
were
was.
Like, I mean, blackface is a thing that is not okay. And I just want to say that on the record, and this is just like,
I was like, this, it was making me sweat, and then the combination of it with the jacket, I was like, on, off, on, off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude. Did your parents get you Valentine's Day gifts when you were a kid?
No.
Oh.
It was like
sorry.
Candy.
Yeah, candy.
You know, or like a Valentine, but no, like gifts.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
How about you? I'm assuming yes, because you were asking, and then I said no, and you and then said
I felt bad. Then I just felt bad.
That you grew up in a house full of lollipops and candy canes.
It was all lollipops. You think it was all lollipops and candy canes, Ian?
You grew up in a gingerbread house, and I grew up in Tent City, Delaware.
No, but if it was all rainbows and butterflies, you think I'd be here right now with you?
I mean, sweetie? I would hope so.
You all know, rainbows and butterflies led me to and comedy. It. Rainbows and butterflies, perfect childhood, lead you straight to comedy.
Dude, when I was in rehab, I heard someone say, and it's not all rainbows and blowjobs. You know, or it's not all lollipops and blowjobs, right? And so then I like said that at a meeting, and everybody looked at me like, "Who the fuck are you?"
It's so funny. That is so funny. That's one of the funniest things anyone could ever say.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey man, I'm sober now. Let me tell you, shit gets real when you start drinking. It ain't all lollipops and blowjobs. I'm around a bunch of like old
people. How long
have
you been sober for?
Man, oh man, hey, coming up on 9 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you go to rehab?
Inpatient once, mm-hmm. Outpatient quite a few.
Really?
Hospitals, detox, yeah. But I only, I checked myself into rehab once. I told myself I'm never coming back. I'm never putting the people in my life through that again. I'll fucking die before I like go away. So I went to outpatient a couple times. Outpatient is when you like basically check yourself in and you have to go from X amount of like from like 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. like 3 days a week or something like that. You know, so I had to do outpatient a couple times, but I told myself I'm never doing inpatient ever again. I can't put my family through that.
Do you meet some interesting characters when you're at rehab?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you have any good rehab stories?
I mean, I met a gal there and I was like, yep, this is love. I mean, dude, I was a cock of the walk when I went to rehab. I had a job. I had all my teeth. I was like, the man.
You were a 10. You know?
Dude, once I stopped shaking and everything and I started to feel better, I was like stiff arming heroin addicts playing football, just like dominating. Oh, yeah. I gave the girl I liked a pair of my, she wore my hat to let her know like I was hers. We would volunteer to do kitchen sink duty together so we could hang out in the morning. Oh,
that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you ever talk to her now?
I think she's dead.
Oh. And that's rehab, baby.
No, but there was a couple guys there. Actually, they all were like, this was like 2009. And they're like, dude, you need to be a comedian. Like, you're not a carpenter. Like, you need to do this. You're so funny.
I didn't even realize you were a carpenter.
Yeah, I was a carpenter.
Like, Jesus?
Mm-hmm. And I was a teacher.
You would be a good teacher, but
I didn't
know.
And I had abs. Just
you
like
were
Jesus.
A carpenter?
Mm-hmm.
So you can build furniture? Is that what carpenters do?
I was a home remodel carpenter. So I was like kitchens, basements, bathrooms,
that's
decks.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you have some skills.
Mm-hmm. They're not as good as they were. I used to be fairly good, and then I stopped, and like you forget shit, you know. And I've done like small jobs for like friends, but I'm nowhere near as good as I was. And I wasn't even that great then.
Just know? The thought of you coming over as the carpenter is funny. It's a funny character.
The fucking tool belt.
Yeah.
And I had suspenders on for my tool belt. So
no.
I'd have a tool belt with suspenders.
No.
All my shit hanging off. Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, you know, I can see here the floorboard and the shoe mold ain't lining up right.
No.
Take down on the corner saw and, you know, we'll make sure it's 16 inch on the center.
Is that how you talk when you're doing carpentry?
When you're carpenter, you gotta talk like this.
People trust you a little more.
Well, we gotta look at the pitch of the roof on that. Dude, I went to the hospital one time. I'd gotten out of rehab, and I was working for a company during the week, and then I was doing side jobs on my own to, like, make money and buy better tools so I could get better jobs. And so I was working, like, 8 to 4, and then I'd go, and I was remodeling a kitchen on my own. I go do that job at night. And then on the weekends, I go and do more jobs. So I was working like 7 days a week.
That's a lot.
I didn't take 48 hours or 40, I worked 48 days straight out of rehab, just like fucking.
What city?
Ripping and running. This is back in Delaware. And one day I was at work and there was a slug on the ground. And someone was like, you imagine eating one of those? I was like, I'll eat it right now.
No,
like,
no,
you won't. I got 10 bucks, says you won't. I go, I got 20, says I will. And so I bit it in half and then I spit it out. And within 24 hours, the next day at work, I passed out and I had to be rushed to the hospital.
No.
And I found out that you can die from eating a slug. So the fact that I spit it out, like, saved my life. But, dude, I was out. I had to be rushed to the hospital.
That would be such a fucked up way to
go. I just remember, like, yeah, because it's got parasites in it. And I just remember I was kind of walking towards the basement stairs to go downstairs. And I was like, whoa, this isn't good. And then I just fell back. And I woke up in an ambulance. And
because you sucked on a slug?
Yeah. Look it up. You can die from eating a slug.
But
I bit it in half and just spit it out. And it was in my mouth for like 5 seconds.
But even the texture. Was the texture so gross, terrible. Can you die from eating a slug?
The strange and tragic death of a 29-year-old Australian man last week has understood the seriousness of a rare parasitic infection called rat lungworm disease.
That's crazy.
Can cause headaches, neck stiffness, vomiting.
Ian, that would be such a dumb way to die.
I know.
I would be so pissed if you went out from a slug.
I know.
What happened to Ian? He sucked on a slug, now he's dead.
Uh-huh.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
You should get a snail tattoo.
Mm-mm. I don't even want to put one on my body.
Okay.
I'm so scared of them now.
Snails.
Yeah.
It's also crazy. People fucking eat them. The French.
Yeah, but they're like cooked. They don't eat them raw off the ground.
But I don't like them. Have you had one?
I mean, I had one in my mouth for a second.
No,
I spit it out and I ended
one.
Up in the hospital.
Have you had a cooked
one? No, have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You liked it?
No.
Didn't.
The texture. It's like very gummy. Very gummy, Ian.
Stop. Ah.
That's me munching on a snail. Look.
That's me in the corner. Munching on a snail. Wow.
That's me in the spot. Light. Sucking on the shell.
Well,
that's our episode.
This has been great.
It's been a wild journey. Thank
you so much.
It's called
Sucking on a Shell.
Sucking on a Shell with Ian Fidance. Okay, so you have a special coming out, and this episode comes out on Wednesday. So anything you want to promote and plug, go ahead.
Yes. Subscribe to YouTube.com/BNEandPod. That is where my special's coming out on. That's the podcast YouTube page. So when you subscribe to that, you'll get the podcast every week. And when my special drops, Ian Fidance, Wild, Happy, and Free, April 4th, coming out. I'm so happy about it, man. I really, really know everyone's going to like it. And iAnimal69 and IanFidance.com for all my dates.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for listening to another episode of Shank. You can find me here every Wednesday on Shank, every Monday on This Bitch. Patreon.com/SarahWhiteShank for bonus content. We're doing This Bitch and Friends in the main room of the Comedy Store. We have two shows. We have one March 14th. It's a fire lineup. It's Ryan Sickler, Josh Potter, me, Kim, Allie Makovsky, Ian Edwards, Greg Fitzsimmons. And then we have another show on April 18th, main room of the Comedy Store. So far, it's me, Kim, Whitney Cummings, and Beth Stelling. And we're going to line that up with more awesome comics. So make sure to get tickets. We sold out both times last time. And patreon.com/SarahWhiteShank for bonus content. And we'll see you next week. Bye.